That's right, the famous Murder Blessings featuring Brendan Praise on that one. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. It is quite sad when we see people that have done so much for other people, you know, helping other people, struggling to get help. And in reality, lekhon, kusilo mundu who's always available for everyone. Esikhathini listening in uma athi umuntu utholakala ay one. There are very few people who are available to them when they also need other people. And I don't know why it's that way, but somehow it just is. It's just how life is. But also, we need to learn to limit how much of ourselves we give to others. Because when you give too much, you end up with nothing left for you. And then the very same people do not make the same mistake that you made. Baba selfish to protect themselves because they don't want to find themselves in the situation that you're in because of helping them. So that is why we're having this conversation this evening on the Savior Complex, with the question of the evening being, if you helped someone at some point and they refused to return the favor, would you be offended? Now, just to get into the Savior Complex, an obsession with saving people is often referred to as a savior complex or rescuer syndrome. And according to health resources and psychology resources, it describes a psychological pattern where an individual feels compelled to help others, often excessively, even when their help is not needed or desired. This can manifest as a strong urge to fix other people's problems, often to the detriment of their own well-being and sometimes to the detriment of those they're trying to save. You see why we give and give and give without a limit, because we believe ukuthi kubusisekile kuphala abanye abantu kuncedisa abanye abantu. But the reality is yonke into fanele ibe nelimit. Once it goes above and beyond what it should be, it becomes a challenge. So we're going to be getting into the key characteristics of a savior complex. But do let me know, but if you helped someone and later they refused to return the favor, would you be offended? And be honest. Be very, very, very honest. With Shauna Scoffrey, days like this, and you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. We are continuing our conversation on the savior complex because we don't want to make the same mistakes that we made last year that had us feeling like we didn't quite manage to achieve the goals that we had set for the year, mainly because we were sacrificing and compromising ourselves to help other people. And it's not a bad thing, but there should be a limit. With the question of the evening being, if you helped someone and later they refused to return the favor, would you be offended? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Now, the key characteristics of a savior complex include excessive empathy and a strong desire to help. Individuals with this complex may feel deeply empathetic towards others and have a strong urge to alleviate their suffering. Belief in their ability to fix others' problems. They may believe they have the power or knowledge to solve other people's issues, even if those issues are complex or personal. Neglecting their own needs. They may prioritize helping others to the point of neglecting their own needs and well-being. Interfering in other people's lives. They offer unsolicited advice or attempt to control situations, even if it's not their place or if it's unwanted. Feeling responsible for others' well-being. They may feel a sense of responsibility for the outcomes of other people's lives and feel compelled to intervene. Potential negative consequences of a savior complex are burnout and emotional exhaustion. Codependency. It can foster unhealthy relationships where the individual is overly reliant on the other person's need for help. Interference with personal growth. When someone is constantly being saved, they may not develop the skills and resilience to deal with their own problems. So you see why it's fanele kube ne limit. No one is going to stop you from giving because everyone wants to receive. But the reality is you need to realize when you've done more than enough to say, I've done enough now. And it's okay. I know it's very hard when you are a giver, but you need to learn to just say no. It's okay. I've done enough now. I can help, but not beyond this point. So you let me know, Wutsi, if you helped someone and later they refused to return the favor, would you be offended? On the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943. It's Rise FM 943. Wutsi, if you helped someone and later they refused to return the favor, would you be offended? And this is what you had to say. Nhlanhla Isaac, Wutsi, I wouldn't be. We are gonna, when you're helping someone, don't expect anything back. In that way, you won't be offended when they refuse to help. Return the favor, help, because you can. But the truth is, we need to hold people accountable for not treating the people in their lives ngalendlela nabo baphathwa ngayo. I mean, I believe ukuthi as Africans, our values are deeply rooted in ubuntu. Kubuntu ukuthi siyanakekelana. Akusibuntu ukuthi uyanakekelwa. So there are certain things that we shouldn't make a norm or shouldn't accept, because kumahloni. Thulane Babalwandile Bakaneha uthi, no, I won't be offended. MG Mkhatshwa uthi, just limit how much you give because people prioritize themselves. True. The most important thing is for you to not give beyond what you can. Sibusiso Isaac Shabango uthi, I won't, but next time I won't help them. Let's not forget that we are human beings and we need each other. True. Prince Mnisi uthi, I won't be offended because it's not that I want a favor in return. I helped because I want to and it comes from my heart. Sabelo Msutho kaQebisa uthi, cha, sengiyofundela ikusasa ukuthi uma usiza umuntu usuke usigwaza ngowakho. Hashtag azishe. Thabo Qele uthi, yes, especially if I know that they are able to help me. Izandla ziyagezana. Bekusisa Blessing uthi, yep, I can be offended. Senzo Malais uthi, no, I will not be offended. Smanga Wiseman Vilakazi uthi, I'll actually be glad because next time that person won't bother me again when they are having other problems. Mandla Slawule uthi, ngeke nakancane futhi. Mvuyani Jali Nodumo uthi, if we can firstly understand the meaning of the word help, then no one will be offended, as helping is not investing. But also, we need to bear in mind, uthi, when someone shows you that they care, it's going to hurt them to realize that you don't feel the same way. In the same way that the same principle, if applied to relationships, umuthanda umuntu ongakuthandi ukuvisa ubhlungu awusho ukuthi yami le nhlitiyo lekhethe kumthanda, so why fanele ngimpunishe ukuthi yakhe inhlitiyo ayikhoni ukungithanda. It still hurts. Red Universe Communications uthi, disappointed rather. Simpiwe Switch Innocent uthi, now every time I do something I don't expect the same results to me. I always have that in mind ukuthi umuntu ifanga while you did. Don't be mad at that person. Just take a step away from him or her. Yeah. I think the lesson here is that in each and everything that we do, even in helping other people, put yourself first. Put yourself first. Uma ngabe it is going to compromise you to help, then don't. Then don't. Especially if you know for a fact the very same person would not do the same for you, then don't. So that you're not bitter and resentful ksasa when you need help and the very same person shows you, Gutsi, I'm not as concerned about you as you were about me when I needed it the most. It's Rise FM 943.